Well, Chelsea Callery is with us from the Hiawatha National Forest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, over in the eastern sector of the Hiawatha, we have a project that's coming up dealing with carp. Tell me a little about this project, and right now I think there's a public comment period as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So the CARP project is a large landscape scale project that is designed to improve forest diversity and to help for better growing conditions and improved habitat for a number of species on the forest. It is a large-scale project and covers many different activities as part of the project, including culvert replacement for aquatic organism passage, bridge replacements, prescribed fire, timber harvest, and a number of other activities. The comment period is open currently, and so we are seeking public input for that. You know, we really value the input of the public because other perspectives and other people can identify issues that we could focus on during our projects, and they could potentially help determine alternative ways to meet the project purpose and the need. So really looking forward to hearing public comment on that. And to that end, I wanted to share that we are hosting an open house for this project this upcoming weekend on Saturday. So from 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturday the 11th at the St. Ignace Ranger District office, we will have staff available to answer questions, engage in conversation, and hopefully get some input from people who would like to attend.
Now, you mentioned it's a big project. We can't go through all the details of everything, but kind of what is the goal of some of these possible things that may be done with the forest land?
Well, you know, the idea is to improve overall health and diversity for the forest. And so in order to do that, there are a lot of different tools that we have available to us. So some reasons why this project is important is moving towards kind of a mixture of tree species, provide vigorous, healthy stands of trees, reduce the potential for destructive outbreaks from insect or disease, and to provide diversity, health, and productive and resilient habitats for those species that live there. So because we are doing this on a large scale, we have to consider many different options in terms of tools and ways to address that. And we do have a interactive map available to the public that shows the entire area that we are looking at and the different projects and tools that are proposed within that area. So folks are welcome to take a look at that map and get a better idea of what specifically each of those projects will be.
Last question, who should come to the open house on Saturday?
Anybody and everybody who's interested and wants to learn a little bit more about the project and share their perspective on it. This is really a broad outreach as we are just getting started on this project and really seeking to understand other people's perspectives.
Chelsea Callery with the Hiawatha National Forest, thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. Have a great day.